With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing James White, Stephen Wolfe, and the Unnecessary War, which is a nice little joke I put as a headline, but it does accurately define a little mini skirmish that's going on in evangelicalism that really should not be going on. It should not be going on, but nonetheless, it did manifest itself within someone's conference who's trying to unify a lot of different areas of evangelicalism to fight a common enemy. So we're going to talk about this story, which really shouldn't have happened, but nonetheless, it has happened, so we're going to talk about it. But first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. This is our Patreon-like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. This is also linked in the description below. And check out Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, my first book. I have maybe multiple. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, you got to get this book. If you liked Shepherds for Sale and Boniface Option, both listed right here. And also, wow, Jared Moore's book is also on customers who also bought or read. So you got some pretty good company of books that if you like any of these books, you'll like my book. So anyway, 5-star reviews, not that there's many of them, but keep them coming if you got them. And that's also linked in the description below. So A.D. Robles broke the story, but before we get to his comment, I want to set the stage for the conference and how most people found out about this. And that was this post right here on social media with Blake Callens, the probable federal agent. And he posted a picture of the thing, and he's trying to struggle session people who are still in this conference, despite Eric Kahn being in the thing. Now, he got himself into some controversy, which was widely overblown. It's kind of gay to go after Eric Kahn for, you know, said video. So anyway, this is a pretty diverse group, and I mean diverse in a good way, not in a bad way, not in a woke way, but you got a lot of different thinkers and power hitters. This is a banger lineup here. I mean, I think the weakest is Steve Dace because he's kind of dispensational and he's gone woke these days, and which I've already covered. But other than that, you got Aron McIntyre, Stephen Wolfe, Joel Webbin, Brian Save, I think is how you pronounce it, Andrew Isker, that's the top row. We're going to talk about Jeff Durbin in a second. Even on the bottom row, you got John Harris, Eric Kahn, A.D. Robles. I can't quite read. I don't know who Dan is, to be honest. I don't know who Dan Dirkholder is. Dusty Devers, Ben Garrett, Zach Garris, and David Reese. Now, Zach Garris is pretty influential in the publishing industry. He's published a few base books. Maybe my next book will be published by him. So, this is a stellar lineup, and I've been contemplating going to this conference. I'm not the type to go to Christian conferences. I've only been to like two in my life. One of them was a local church conference earlier this year, and a couple of years ago I went to John Harris's conference in the Adirondack Mountains that he's advertising that's coming up this month. I will not be in attendance, but it's hard for me to take off work and to do these things and stuff like that. So my reasoning for that, but things will hopefully line up that I can go to this conference, Christ is King, How to Defeat Trash World. It's the Right Response Ministries conference, and I hope I can make it in April, but we'll see. So anyway, Jeff Durbin's backed out, and you know, James White announced that he's not. I don't know why they've not fixed this graphic yet. How dare they not fix their graphic? And Blake Callens is the one who gets this response out of James White. And again, he got struggle sessioned and responded to it. You could have just gone out on your own limb and have publicly announced it, but that's not exactly what they did there. They, you know, let Blake Callens feel good about himself, which you don't really want to do. So anyway, AD Robles broke the announcement also. Again, he's part of Right Response Ministries, and he's part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. So people like James White and Doug Wilson have interacted favorably before, but apparently Apologia and Right Response Ministries got beef because of Stephen Wolf, which we'll talk about right here.
So Pastor Joel's, or Pastor Jeff's assistant emails a letter that Pastor Jeff wrote to Joel Webbin.
This is at 1.25 speed, by the way.
Well, I'm not going to read it. That's not nice. But basically, it's a very kind email. And it says, hey, you know, God's using your ministry. You know, I'm grateful for you and all of that. I respect you. I love you. Things like that. Here's what the letter's about. He's backing out of the conference. He agreed to come to this conference. He's backing out of the conference. And the reason he's backing out of the conference, let me just make sure I get my words correct here. He's backing out of the conference because of the lack of godly wisdom and interaction displayed by Stephen Wolf, primarily. And there are other concerns that he won't get into right now. And so he agreed to come to this conference. Everyone's within the right to not come to a conference. He agreed to come, but now he's not going to come. He cannot share a stage with Stephen Wolf.
So I want to pause right there. Obviously, Stephen Wolf, I don't even think is the most controversial person there. Like, what is the real controversy with Stephen Wolf? He wrote the book, The Case for Christian Nationalism, very best-selling book in our niche of evangelicalism, and it made a huge splash. And again, he's a very mild-mannered, practical, thoughtful guy. I don't understand the whole lack of wisdom and stuff like that and having him speak there. Like, this guy is, you know, based. And, you know, if you're trying to do the ultimatum of it's Jeff Durbin or Stephen Wolf, I'm honestly going to choose Stephen Wolf. And I do actually talk about Jeff Durbin favorably. He does get a favorable name drop in Winning Not Winsome, by the way. So, I just think it's... So I have respect for both of them, but, you know, if you had to make me choose, I think Stephen Wolf is going to deliver an awesome speech, an even better speech. But that's just me.
He's got some concerns about his behavior. Understandable. Understandable. But then, of course, he throws out the nebulous other concerns I don't really want to get into right now. I mean, we can only be left to imagine what those are. I mean, if I had to guess, oh, he's racist, he's anti-Semite, he's a white nationalist. Who knows? Who knows? Just throw it out there. Just throw the shade. Throw the shade. Just... Whatever. Can't share this platform with that guy. So he's backing out. He's going back on his word to come to the conference. Now, everybody's within their right to do that. Everyone's within their right to do that. And I got to be honest with you. Whether he comes to the conference or not, I really don't care. I have positive feelings towards Jeff Durbin. I'm confident that he would deliver something very helpful to the people of that come to the Right Response conference. I have no doubts over any of that kind of stuff. None. But he's not needed. He isn't needed. And I mean that in the cosmic sense, like no, but none of us are needed. That's what I mean. Now that we don't need you, it's not like that. But I mean in the cosmic sense, he's not.
Let me just add on to that. Like they could lose another speaker, and it would still be a great lineup. That is how stacked that conference is. I don't even know how they did it, but they managed to get a lot of people that, you know, people in my audience would be into. People in a lot of audiences would be into, like, pretty much all the speakers on that list. So, losing one of those speakers is not a huge loss in the conference. It's... And, you know, AD's admitting it readily, but still. Anyway.
Needed to have a great conference, but he would have delivered something great. But he can't share this. He can't share the platform with Stephen Wolf. He can't lend his credibility to Stephen Wolf. Now, I'm sure that his camp, he's going to get a lot of purity points with his camp. Oh, this man of integrity, look at that. He's just pure. He's going to get all those kinds of accolades. He'll get a lot of pats on the back. But this is not what we need right now. I mean, I've made this point clear in both of the previous two videos. This is not what we need right now. We need unity. We need to be able to work with people that maybe they're not our cup of tea. We don't have a lot of numbers. We don't really have the luxury to be doing this kind of thing, to be causing divisions. You want to talk about causing divisions and lament the divisions? Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror. Because I got to be honest, I could easily see someone saying, well, I don't really appreciate James White's online behavior, lack of wisdom in interaction. I could easily see someone saying that. But what I can't easily see is someone from our side of this debate saying, and because of that, I will not share a platform with him. I will not lend my credibility to him.
Let me just say, again, I would fall into that camp of, I completely agree with AD Robles here. Like, why? James White is not beyond the pale of sharing a platform with. Jeff Durbin is not beyond the pale of sharing a platform with. So the idea that Stephen Wolf to some people is like, what side are you really on? We don't need to be fracturing like this. It's insane. And I get that I'm sort of just echoing AD's point, but still.
I could see Anons on Twitter saying that. I couldn't see one of the leaders, one of the figureheads, one of the people that are talking. Where's the grace? Where's the grace? So anyway, that's it. That's the story. That's what's happening in Reformed Inc. That's the kind of stuff that we're dealing with. Still, after all these years, after all...
So, if you want to see more of that, go check out this video on ADE Robles' channel. But anyway, it's not a good situation. It's not good that people are just dividing over nothing. Like, Joel Webbin is probably the front man for this conference, and he's got together a lot of different camps of people. And he, you know, you got the Theonomist, you got the Alpologia crowd, you got the Ogden, Utah crowd. You got so many different camps here. You got whatever Steve Dace is, you got Aron McIntyre. You got so many different, you know, Andrew Isker. So you got a lot of the Gab people and stuff like that. So many different camps united under one conference. That is such an accomplishment in and of itself. And then for, you know, Apologia to just throw shade and say, no, depart from me. I can't share a stage with you. Not, I never knew you, but I can't be bothered to share a stage with Stephen Wolf. It's insane. We don't need this right now. So, anyway, that's the story. This is an unnecessary war. That should not be happening between Apologia Inc. and Right Response Ministries, Christian Nationalism, etc. And I don't think Apologia is going to look good for this. I really don't. I don't think it's a good look for Jeff Durbin to do this. I don't think it'll... Because a lot of these people, they care about market share instead of market size. AD Robles rightly pointed out that we don't have the numbers to be doing this. So we need to focus a little bit more on market size, not market share, and doing these petty turf battles. We don't need this. So those are my thoughts on the situation. If you like this kind of content, do subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you are new, best way to help out with the YouTube algorithms. But until then, stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.